State and Territory leaders say the government's planned changes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme could leave disabled Australians in a worse position. The leaders have made a joint submission to a government inquiry that any attempt to cut spending could impact its effectiveness. Laws currently before federal parliament aim to limit NDIS spending growth to 8%. And requiring those on the scheme to complete needs-based assessments, which the government estimates could save $14 billion over the next 4 years. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says that capping funding growth would not mean a cut in services.
Funding for the NDIS will continue to grow. It will actually continue to grow quite strongly. But everyone, state and federal, everyone associated with the scheme, has an interest in and has a responsibility to make sure that we're getting value for money.